Motown, how you doing?
Hey, Jason, how you doing? Will there be a rouge scored?
Will there be a rouge? Ooh. Question.
At any point, will there be a rouge?
I am, you know what? I'm going to say no. I'm not basing that on anything scientifically. Have you looked into it? How often does a rouge get scored in the Grey Cup?
No, actually, I didn't actually do the research. I just figured that would be a great question. You know, that's a very good question to look up.
Well, we might have to.
I'm sure somebody will. How about official temperature as of the first touchdown? Over or under 5.5 degrees?
Ooh, I'm going to first touchdown. Well, the weather's supposed to be 4, but by kickoff, yeah, I'm going to say under.
Okay.
I'll say under. Yeah, no, there's some really good questions. I like it. I even have it, I know, with the national anthem and everything else. So you can go to weekendwagers.com. You sign up. It's free. And whoever has the most correct will be winning $100 cash. Nice. It's free to enter, so you might as well go do it for all of you CFL and Grey Cup fans. A few notes. I guess, first of all, let's get to the line. Ottawa, I think, is around, like, the line's come down now. They're 7 points, so they're plus 7 in this game. What does your computer tell you as far as to pick straight up or with the line?
Well, Jason, the computer ultimately says that this is going to be a close game and that Ottawa is going to cover the 7 points.
Okay.
Ultimately, there's a whole whack of reasons. A lot of the reasons, though, they're sort of almost, you know, you can almost say that blindly, looking at the history of all sorts of football, the NCAA, the NFL, the CFL, looking back decades even, looking at it saying that most people love the favorite in a game like this, and therefore the number is artificially inflated just a little bit high. So this is one of those situations where, you know, if you look at the CFL, even in the last, since the database is a little bit newer in the CFL, it's only since 07, the numbers show 22-14-3 against the spread, 61% in the CFL playoffs. Blind. You know, that's just naturally how the line was built. It's hard for me, of course, as an Eskimo fan, to want to bet Ottawa at any level. So, you know, you could do it this what you will. Take the advice. Don't take the advice. We've done pretty decent on the year, up a couple of units in the CFL, up 4 games over 500. So this is just it's a small play. It's not bet the farm play. Not that any of ours are, but this is one of those that we just think that it's going to be a closer game than a lot of people think it will be. Although 66% of the bets right now, as of this moment, are on the Eskimos. So obviously and you also have to think that the Eskimo fan base is probably part of the reason for that as well.
And the over-under is 51. You guys calculated to go under. But as I was reading all of your thing, the one that shocked me, and I want to talk a lot of football, but your computer has somehow projected the Oilers to win in Detroit tonight. And this is not one that's based on anything about fan base. I know Tom, who runs this, has all these numbers. How is it possible? Like, what is saying that the Oilers will win in Detroit where they haven't won since December 3rd of 2009?
To be honest, all the formula and all the pieces that go into the computer, ultimately, these are, you know, as we talk in over the last year and some, it's been, computer models project based on recent statistics, how many goals, how the goals were scored, how many assists are included, type of day. I mean, there's probably 20, 30 different variables that ultimately come up with the decision. But what I do know is, in the long run, following this slow and steady approach, that when the computer starts saying things like the Oilers are going to win tonight, well, I can tell you that if I'm looking at Detroit, it's something that I would, at least, even if I don't think the Oilers are necessarily going to come out ahead, I would look at it and go, okay, maybe this is a pass. So there's enough conflicting information here to say, okay, maybe it's a pass. However, at plus 150, in some places plus 160, would it be unheard of to not maybe get some value on a play like that, where you're getting some pretty, at plus 160, your $10 returns you 16. I mean, especially after the fact the Oilers just got, after the moral victory, then there was no moral victory, and now we're kind of looking back as to, keep in mind Detroit's lost 3 out of 4 at home. So there is something built into what the computer sees that doesn't build into what we think and how we think on a day-to-day basis. Remember last year, I got a bunch of emails, Jason, last year when it was when we were doing the show at the bar, and I said just in passing at the end, you know, the computer projects Arizona to beat Vancouver. Arizona had done nothing. Vancouver was on a tear. It was about third way through the season. And I think they won 4-0. And I got a ton of emails going, are you kidding me? How would you see that? You know, I don't know how it's all done in the end, but I can say that the Oilers have played close enough. And all week you've been talking about moral victories. You know, this is probably one of those bounce back games that they're going to play tough. And if they get the bounce, +160.
+160.
Great value. And
yeah, no, that's true. My Oilers fans hope you're right. And if they are, they'll probably be emailing you every week. What do they say about the Oilers? Because Oilers fans right now, and maybe it's the emotion from Oilers fans, are so sick of seeing after loss, and the fact that, you know, they played so terrible in Carolina two nights ago that you just don't think it could move. Now, I do want to get to Mageau and myself. Of course, Miami's taking on the New York Jets. The over-under line is at 42.5. What do you see happening in that Miami-New York game?
The numbers projected really tight, actually. The Jets are projected by, you know, a field goal in this type of a game. They're not projected huge. What does interest me in this game is that at this point, at least, there's 90% of the bets, and it's early because totals, usually the betting doesn't come out till later, particularly in a place like New York where everybody wants to, at this time of the year at least, know if it's going to snow, if it's going to rain, or whatever the heck is going to come out. So a lot of the betting early on is actually on the over 42.5. So that's interesting just on its own. The Jets being projected as the slight favorite. You know, I definitely think that the Jets will probably win, but these are two teams that ultimately we really know nothing about how they're going to come out and play. It's one of those I would definitely want to pass because look at the line. It's -3.5 for the Jets. I'd probably take Miami to cover, but it'd be a pretty slim cover.
Miami to cover, man. Miami to win straight up. What the hell straight are you up. Talking about? Come on.
Well, apparently if it's going to be a shootout, I mean, again, even the computer projects slightly over, nothing enough that we're going to go crazy at it. But, you know, what does the public see so far that most of the wagering is all on the over? Do you see a shootout here?
I'm not even sure if I see a shootout as more as I see two inept defenses. Right, more so in Miami. Miami's given up a lot of points, man, to crappy teams all year long. So that's the only reason. I wouldn't even say that I think the offense of the Jets good. I just think right now Miami's defense hasn't been able to stop anybody.
And let me just chime in, too, for the New York Jets point of view. Darrell Revis is going to be out of the lineup for this game as well. It was announced today. So that's a big blow to the Jets defense as well.
Well, it could. Hopefully Lamar Miller has a big game. Once again, go to weekendwagers.com. You can get in on our CFL prop bets. It's free. Register weekendwagers.com. You put in, there's 23 of them for you to fill out. It's pretty simple. There's only two answers. You pick it. Whoever gets the most correct will win $100 cash. That's before you got to register before 4 o'clock on Sunday, correct?
Correct. And also, Jason, we also have the contest that we ran a few weeks ago, which we had our first winner getting all seven questions correct. We're going to do it again, including the Oilers game, the Raptors, English League game, and the Grey Cup, of course, on Sunday.
Well, that'll be good. And, hey, the Bears won last night over the Packers. No one ever thought that could happen. So, Oilers fans, dare to dream, dare to dream. Motown, we will talk to you next Friday. Appreciate your time.
Have a great weekend, Jason.
That's Motown Fisher from weekendwagers.com. Go up, a lot of fun. It's easy. You just pick you're going to pick the temperature, how long the anthem's going to be, who's going to win the coin toss, who's scoring the first touchdown, all of that at weekendwagers.com. It's free. Sign up, and whoever has the most correct will win $100 cash.